Hey, welcome inside the Quicken Loans Studios and the fastest 2 hours in radio. That's right. It is time for the Big E Sports Show right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio. We have got a tremendous program coming your way over the next 2 hours, and we are super excited to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. That's because he is back, a Big E favorite who always takes our program to another level. My favorite, Freddie C. We're talking about Freddie Coleman, ESPN host of the nationally syndicated program, The Freddie Coleman Show. Good evening, Freddie.
Good evening, Misty. How are you doing?
Listen, I am on fire. I am so excited to talk some NFL news and notes with you. But first and foremost, what are your thoughts on Tim Tebow hitting that home run in his, first pitch in the, first instructional game?
Well, when you're a celebrity, because he's a real celebrity, there's no way that Freddie Coleman is a celebrity. Let's put it that way. And you know that whatever he does, there's going to be a reaction to it. And believe
me,
as a New York Mets fan, I think it's great. I mean, it's not as if I'm following it so closely, because I know it's instructional league, and he's Tim Tebow, and that's a big moment, and that's going to engender a lot of attention. Good for him, but if he's able to progress, I think that's when I'll get interested. But when you have that kind of personality and that kind of aura, and everybody wants to see exactly what you're going to do, even the ones that hate on you are going to want to see what you're going to do. It's always going to be an attention-grabbing situation. Even if Tim Tebow wants that or doesn't want it, he knows he's going to get it one way or the other.
Well, Tim Tebow, you know, of course, he worked at ESPN as a college football analyst. Did you spend time around him? I mean, what were your impressions if you did?
I never had a chance to do that, but I had a chance to talk with him when he was at the University of Florida, and I don't think there's any doubt that if Tim Tebow wanted to run for president, he would give Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton a run for their money, because I'm sure the popularity, and the popularity rating would be through the roof with a guy like that, because he can cross so many lines. He can cross so many barriers that may be thrown up in front of him because of the singular force of his nature, of his personality, whether you like him or you don't like him. And I'm a fan of Tim Tebow. I think there's a realness about him.
Yes.
And some have called it phoniness. And you know what? I don't know him personally, but I'm not going to take their thoughts over that. I'm going to go by what my eyes have told me. My eyes are pretty good when it comes to stuff like that or people like that. So I think it's great that he has a chance to do something like this, because we know he was never going to be a quarterback, a successful one in the National Football League again. That ship had sailed. Why not try something different? Because Tim Tebow will never have to worry about the rest of his life saying, what if? He'll never have to worry about attaching that to him, because he figures, why not try it? The worst that can happen is, I'm not good at it, then I try something else.
Okay, he's back with us, Freddie Coleman, tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So let's transition. Let's talk some NFL. Your thoughts on the Philadelphia Eagles? They are 3-0 after that wipeout against the Steelers, 34-3. How do you explain the Eagles' start?
Well, as a Cowboys fan, I should be morally opposed giving them any kind of love, but I'm not going to do that right now, because Doug Peterson has done a great job not just getting Carson Wentz ready, but they look like a football team, a professional football team, for the first time in a long time. When you think about the last years of Andy Reid, not saying they didn't look like an NFL team, but there was something missing. And Chip Kelly wanted to be the star. He didn't care about players being the star. He wanted to be the guy. You can't do that in the NFL unless you're Bill Belichick or you're Mike Tomlin or coaches like that that have a lot of equity and have Super Bowl championships. And I think once that stench was removed from Philadelphia, Doug Peterson said, here's how we're going to do it. Here's how we're going to go about it. We're going to draft Carson Wentz, and when he's ready, we don't care if it's sooner or later, we're going to put him out there. They've done a great job as a staff, because Jim Schwartz is the defensive coordinator. He should get consideration for Coach of the Year, what he's been able to do with that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Fletcher Cox, one of the best interior linemen in the National Football League. I don't think it was a fluke the way they beat Pittsburgh, because they beat them and stomped them from start to finish. They left no doubt about that, beating them and going to 3-0 in the season. Now, we'll see when teams get more film on their team and their schemes and how they will be able to adjust to that. But right now, this team has shown, at least early on, they're not a fluke to me. They have proven to me that, yeah, they're going to be a player in the NFC East, a team that can win that division. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. You can go from yay to yuck and yuck to yay pretty quickly in the National Football League. They've been yuck the last couple of years. There's a yay right now, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, defensively, they have strutted out. But let me ask you, Carson Wentz, I mean, will he be able to sustain this kind of success? I mean, I was listening to your Herm Edwards, and he said it's time to get the mortar out and then start building a statue, right?
Well, let's not get crazy. Let's not put the yellow jacket and can on him just yet. But he doesn't just look the part. He belongs in the part. What I mean by that is, we've seen plenty of superstar quarterbacks that you can put them in any situation. They're not going to be overwhelmed by the moment. They're not going to be awed by the enormity of the situation. And I got that sense from Carson Wentz the minute I saw him in a couple of of training camp. Even when he got injured, he had the look of, okay, it's an injury, it's a temporary setback, but you know, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to go out there and play this game. The minute he was cleared 100% healthy, they could not have traded Mark Sanchez. I said they cut Mark Sanchez and traded Sam Bradford quick enough, because that's how much belief they had in him. And then he goes out there and justifies that faith. So I look at him at least early on. I'm saying, okay, if it doesn't work out, it's not going to be because he's afraid. It'll be because he didn't work out as a quarterback in the National Football League. But he's not going to lack for effort. He's not going to lack for preparation. And he's not going to lack for talent. I think Carson Wentz is on his way to becoming the real deal, maybe a lot sooner than anybody could have thought.
Well, it's really inspirational to watch. And you have to wonder too, Freddie, I mean, what kind of impact a rookie's quarterback like Carson Wentz is having on his veterans? I mean, they're stepping up their game.
Well, that's a great question, because we've seen this before. Cam Newton, this first year in the league, even though they didn't win, he tore apart the league offensively, and all the veterans said, yeah, that's the guy that we can rally around because of the way he played and how his leadership qualities were going to be there. We're seeing that with essentially a rookie quarterback, Trevor Siemian of the Denver Broncos, because Demaryius Thomas said before the season, this offense is going to be better than last year. And everybody said, yeah, we know you had a struggling Peyton Manning, but come on, do you need to be drug tested? Well, 3 games into the season, it seems like Demaryius Thomas knew exactly what he was talking about with Trevor Siemian, what he was able to do. Look at Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys, where people were so concerned. No Tony Romo, what are they going to do? This is a fourth-round draft pick. You can't tell me that Dak Prescott has not looked like he's been with the Dallas Cowboys for 10 years by the command he has in the huddle and the respect he's gotten from the veterans. It's not just about preparation. That's a big deal. And it's not just about production. But there's something about you that veterans look at you and say, okay, I want to stick around and be around that guy because I want to see how this turns out. I think that could be the case right now with Dallas, no matter what Tony Romo does coming back. Definitely in Denver and definitely in Philadelphia, at least based on the first 3 games.
Okay, so the Cowboys are at Levi's Stadium on Sunday and face the 49ers. How do you see that game playing out?
Well, even if Des Bryant plays or does not play, and we still don't know with the fracture in his knee, but they say day-to-day, week-to-week, I'd be surprised if he plays. But I get the sense that it doesn't matter because the Cowboys seem to be the kind of team this year that are thinking, it's not about who's out, who's not out there. It's about who's out there. We're going to play with those guys. We're going to go with that and see what happens. And San Francisco, that's a team in turmoil. We knew they were going to be a team on transition. Yeah, I know they went opening on Monday night, but they did that last year. Then the season went south. That's not a good football team. But Dallas also knows their margin of error is very slim. They can't just go out there and say, the 49ers are terrible. We're better than what people thought we were going to be. Maybe we're better than we thought we were going to be. We'll just roll the helmets out there. They're not going to do that because no matter what kind of talent they have, they still know that margin for error is very slim, and they're not going to run away and hide from teams. So I expect that they're going to win, but they're not going to take anything for granted. That's not how this year's team, seems to me, is going to be built in Dallas.
Talk to me about what your impressions are of Chip Kelly and the job that he has done so far with the 49ers. Obviously, they've lost 2 in a row.
Well, I think a lot of what Chip Kelly is, he's a bright guy. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And maybe that humble pie that he had a chance to eat time and time again in Philadelphia, maybe that's a good thing for him to understand exactly that you can't win in the NFL without players and without playmakers. And right now his team, outside of Navarro Bowman on defense, their outstanding linebacker, they're devoid of playmakers. Maybe he's waiting for Colin Kaepernick to get healthy, but right now it seems as if that's not happening anytime soon because Colin Kaepernick didn't seem to be unhealthy to me. So I don't know what they're waiting for because Blaine Gabbert is not the answer. But this also comes down to Trent Baalke, the general manager, because I believe his job is on the line if this doesn't work because he's the guy that convinced the York family that Jim Harbaugh was not necessary, and now they're on their second coach, their third coach essentially, after getting rid of Jim Harbaugh, and we've seen what he's done turning around Michigan really quickly with that program. So if Chip Kelly does not work out, all of a sudden they're going to look sideways at Trent Baalke. If I'm the York, they win 4 games this year, they should throw a parade because they don't have the kind of talent that can win any. They don't have the kind of talent that can win anything more than that.
Uh-huh.
But this is on Trent Baalke that you better supply the players that Chip Kelly is going to need because they're not going to give him a lot of leeway to get this turned around. And they may turn on you real quickly if you're Trent Baalke of the 49ers.
Time for some quick hits on our NFL news and notes with ESPN's Freddie Coleman, who's been with us to kick off our program tonight at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Thanks so much, Freddie, for joining us.
My pleasure. Always good to talk to you, my friend, and you be well and God bless.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.